Welcome to Beyond Grit, the podcast that seeks to create and foster a community of people who want to learn, develop, and employ the 10 powerful practices to gain a high-performance edge. Whether you're an athlete, a parent, a coach, or just someone looking to improve yourself, the Beyond Grit podcast shows you step-by-step how to reach your peak potential. The Beyond Grit podcast is based on the book Beyond Grit, written by Sandra Kampoff, PhD, founder, and CEO of Mentally Strong Consulting, and a professor at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Sindra, a keynote speaker and entrepreneur, is also a certified mental performance coach for professional athletes, executives, and championship teams from around the nation, including the NFL's Minnesota Vikings. Sindra's co-host is Tim McNiff, Emmy Award-winning news and sports journalist, strategic communications consultant, and storyteller for the National Sports Center. This is the Beyond Grit Podcast.
The Beyond Grit Podcast is all about helping you reach your peak potential. The podcast is based on the book Beyond Grit, written by Sindra Kampoff, PhD, founder and CEO of Mentally Strong Consulting, and a professor at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Sindra, a keynote speaker and entrepreneur, is also a certified mental performance coach for professional athletes, executives, and championship teams from around the nation, including the NFL's Minnesota Vikings.
Ah, nice. And this is Tim. Tim is a native Minnesotan, and Tim turned an internship at Care 11 into a career in news and sports broadcasting that spanned more than 25 years, during which he became an Emmy Award-winning anchor and reporter in Wisconsin, Texas, and Minnesota. So Tim has expanded his skill set to include long-form storytelling on multiple platforms, while seeking to help people and businesses operate and communicate more effectively. So with a background in coaching, consulting, and public relations, Tim has forging a brand ahead as a trusted resource for strategic communication. So Tim, I'm excited to be here with you today.
Well, let's not beat around the bush here, Sindra Kampoff. I got this book, and I'm going to talk about how I did it. And I read this book. And one of the neatest things you'll find when you get the book is, Sindra puts right in there, I want to hear from you. And if you want to hear from me, and I was like, what author does that? And I reached out, and you absolutely made my day when you got back to me. And we started to talk at that point and to propose to you that we would work together to talk about this book, reach people with the teachings of this book and to help people. I can't tell you how thrilled and excited and honored I am to be on this podcast with you.
Yeah, and I'm honored as well. So I appreciate you just having the courage to reach out to me. And it's pretty cool that after multiple conversations that this is the first way that we're going to work together. So I'm excited about really giving value and providing value to people. And, you know, before we hit record, we were talking about, like, why are we doing this? And it's like, really to help people, help them think about where they want to go. How can they develop their grit? How can they develop their mindset really to be kind of the best version of themselves no matter what they do? So I'm pumped to be here with you, Tim.
And of course, the sign over my shoulder, the National Sports Center. I'm creating content and working with the National Sports Center. They're all about play, helping people, children, get involved and to get out there and to participate. And we were talking about this podcast. I mean, people want you to drill down. And we thought, and we talked about this, well, is it just for athletes? I mean, because that's what you do, but your work goes beyond athletes. Is it going to help if you have a young athlete or you yourself are an aspiring athlete, will it help you perform better? That is the goal of the book. But there's a business application here. There's a life application here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that a lot of my work started in sport, but I think more and more people are realizing that, like, mindset is essential to whatever you're doing, whatever you perform. And so I've been speaking, doing a lot of keynotes and trainings at businesses, at schools, companies, and even doing individual coaching with not just, pro athletes and college athletes and high school athletes, but CEOs and salespeople and entrepreneurs and, on and on and on. So today what we're going to talk about in every episode, it really applies to whoever you are and, whatever you do, however you perform.
And we are going to concentrate on that going forward. This being episode one, there needs to be a little bit of history and a little bit of introduction. And I guess we should both give a little tip of the cap to Angela Duckworth.
Yes.
She wrote a book called Grit. And it was a bestseller, and it was a wonderful book, and I did read it, and was going through social media this past year when I tripped across something, and somebody was talking about Beyond Grit, and they said it was written by somebody local, and I was like, what? What is Beyond Grit? And had an opportunity, a task rather, to go to a bookstore to get something for one of my daughters who was in college. And I asked them, do you have a book, by the way, called Beyond Grit? And you can see I still have my notes, my book, my page markers in here. And they said, yeah, we do. I think you over here, look for this. And there was one copy left. And wow. I bought the book and I got on a plane. I was going to Las Vegas for business. And I mean that, for business. And I was reading the plane and I absolutely was coming out of my seat. And on the return flight home after a long day, because it was a one day in, same day back. And reading the book was inspiring, was just like, oh my gosh, I have highlighted more of the pages than I have left not highlighted. So let you talk about the book, where you came from, what you want to do with it, and how this is just not a book. It really is a toolkit.
Yeah, it really is a toolkit. And so, you know, it kind of stems back from when I was competing as a college athlete, and I was a really successful high school athlete, ran cross country and track and played lots of other sports, but that was really my kind of what I became really good at, and won the state meet my senior year. So ran the fastest mile in the state of Iowa my senior year.
Wow.
So that landed me a college scholarship to run at the University of Northern Iowa, and Division I full ride. And, but I have to tell you, I did not reach my potential. So I was really up and down, really inconsistent. I was very gritty. So I, you know, trained really hard, ran a lot of miles. But then when the competition came, it was like, I really didn't know how to utilize my mindset. And I tried to find ways and resources, but it was really hard for me to figure it out. And that really led me to get my master's and my PhD in sport and performance psychology. And then like when I was thinking about like, what do I want to provide? It was like something really tangible, something really like toolkit, tool-based, but really easy to read. And, you know, I think it's really based on my struggles, you know, this is kind of what I needed and still what I need, you know, like mental training and training your mind really doesn't stop. To me, it's really a practice. It's not like riding a bike where you just learn to ride a bike when you're five and then you don't, you get, you know, you got, you
it
probably
stays with you.
Yeah. It's not like that. It's really right. Something you have to do every day and be deliberate about. And so
practice,
I have to use my own advice and read from my own book, you know, just to help me continue to be the best that I can be. So, you know, it was really like something that I really wanted to provide that was easy to read, that was more like about the how than about the theory, although there's research and, you know, theory in it, or based on research and theory. It's more really practical so people could make some life-changing decisions and have this toolkit that they could use to be their best.
Well, and so people understand, you know, what we're talking about when I say it's a toolkit. In every chapter, there is homework. And with every chapter, there is also just things in there where you're telling people, you're giving them the opportunity to create things for themselves that will help them moving forward. Mm-hmm. So it really is not something that's just meant to be read and you say, oh, it's great, and you give it to your best friend for them to read to inspire them too. I mean, that's a great thing. But you, by using this, keeping this and working with it, you can put yourself in a better place and better, you know, opportunities to succeed when you have opportunities that come up in front of you. And I think it's a wonderful thing that you've created. And that was the intent behind the podcast, was to get on here and to let people listen to us talk about it. So I've got the author here who can talk about where she was going with every chapter, and we can talk about this. And the process is going to be this. Out in the book, the subheadline is 10 Powerful Practices to Gain the High Performance Edge. So we're going to talk about those 10 practices. And as it happens, there are 52 chapters in the book. And we have the opportunity now to, over the course of a year, take it a week by week basis and go through chapter by chapter. And people can follow along.
Yes.
They can ask questions. We We encourage that. And we want to know how you're doing. What did you get out of chapter one? How did you apply it? And you hope to do what with the podcast?
I hope to give people really tangible strategies they can use to inspire them to be their best self consistently. And I think the cool thing is that means different things for different people. But we all have this like potential, right? And when I think about high performance and what that really means to me, you know, it's like, it's about reaching your potential. And the cool thing is like world-class, you know, world-class people, exceptional people realize that, that this potential is untapped, limitless. And once you feel like you reached it, you do have another level, right? And so no matter where you're coming from or where you're at right now, I hope to really inspire people to be at their best, to think about what their best looks like and help them dream big about their future, which is all about grit and sticking with things and is having a big dream.
You know, it's a dream. But, you know, you give the step-by-step on how to take dream into action and into reality. And that's what it's great. You know, I've got all these parts of the pages, you know, highlighted.
That's awesome.
Going back to look at one I even circled. So let's see what I circled.
Okay.
Average performers tend not to do what they think is boring or uninspiring.
Yes.
They're also less likely to be honest about where they went wrong and self-correct. Improving your skills with the focus of mastery takes practice, observation, understanding, refinement, and more practice. It takes time to be great. This is that whole thing of people who are the overnight success, and then they say, yeah, overnight, like as in 17 years of practice and preparation.
Exactly. And those people are maybe people that we all of a sudden see as an overnight success, but you don't know what they've been doing day after day after day to build their skills. And that's why grit is really important. You know, when I think about gritty people, they do things that are difficult. They do things that they don't really want to do. And I think we can train ourselves to do those difficult things. And that's, to me, you know, part of grit.
And at the end of every chapter, even in the preamble, what Kimber does, Cinder does, is she puts these pages here, which gives you an opportunity to work. And so we are going to talk later about where you can get the book, obviously, and where you can get the workbook that goes along with it. Because we want you to participate. We want you to be able to chart and mark your process and your progress. And at the end of it, it says, my high performance game plan, no grit, no pearl, which is the headline for chapter one. And then you say, number one, where am I in my journey to 10,000 hours of deliberate practice? And you talk about that in the book. Number two, if I'm going to get to 10,000 hours, I'll need to make some changes. What are some things I can do to make my journey clearer? Number three, I can create a plan to reduce the distractions that are getting in the way of me and my goals. What things distract me the most? So my point is, I'm reading you your book that you wrote, but my point is, you're giving people step by step. Everybody's going to have different answers, and everybody will take different actions based on what it is they want to accomplish, but yet the commonality is the process.
Yes, the process. And it's important that all of us, you know, move forward with that. I think one of the important things about grit, and grit really means, I go back actually to Angela Duckworth's definition, right? And I go back to her definition because she's the first one to define it in the research. And she says it's really passion and perseverance towards your very long-term goals. And I agree with that. I think you need to develop your passion. So I'd maybe add another P to that, right? You know, because I think that helps you kind of stick with things. But what grit really is, it's sticking with things when they're hard, like staying the course. And I think one thing that's really interesting is what I find working with people in business, people in sport, you know, people in life and doing some life coaching, it's like, sometimes people don't even really take time to think about what actually they want. And they haven't really mapped it out to think about, where do I want to go in 5, 10, 20 years? That's going to be part of the homework, is to really think about, what do you really want? And the first time I wrote that out was about 5 years ago. It was life-changing for me. Because I've always been kind of this dreamer, right? Like, I think that's, I know it's one of my strengths, is kind of futuristic. Like, I like to look in the future and think about where I want to go. But I've never written it down. And it was pretty overwhelming to me because I had all these ideas. And when I wrote it down, it was like, oh yeah, that's what I really want.
And I think the only thing, I would get back to your point of passion. You know, people people tend not to stick with things that they aren't passionate about. You know, I mean, yeah. Passion is, it's like a fuel additive.
Yes.
But the one thing I think, and maybe as Minnesotans, we get caught up in is you have to be able to say what it is that you really want. And you have to be able to really say that you're going to make some sacrifices to get that. And that may sometimes come off as selfish, but it's not really selfish, because if you're doing something that's going to put you in your best position to be successful, chances are you're going to be happier. You're going to be more motivated, which is going to positively impact every person around you.
Yes. Yeah. And the way I kind of think about it is like what I say yes to, I'm really actually saying no to something else. Right? And vice versa. And so it's really important that if I have more clarity on where I want to go and what I want to do, it's like making the decisions to get there. And sometimes it means saying no. And that's hard, I think, for Minnesotans. We're Minnesota nice, you know? we want to help everybody. But we do have to be, you know, smart with that. It doesn't mean that you don't help people and you don't build others up. I don't mean that. But definitely, I think it can be really difficult for people.
Fabulous. Okay. So chapter one, people are going to follow along with this. Chapter one is grit over gift.
Yes.
And what is the overarching theme or message that you were trying to impart with chapter one?
So I think about this commercial, actually, I watched a few years ago about Michael Phelps, and it was an Under Armour commercial, and it showed him, you know, just going through these grueling workouts, and he had a parachute in the water behind him, and he had sleepless nights and in the weight room eating, you know, all these pancakes, just carbo loading. And you really saw the sacrifices that he made to get to the Olympics. And then it said at the end, like, rule yourself. And I thought that was really powerful, because first of all, when I think about grit, it means ruling yourself. It means like knowing what you want, sticking with it, making tough decisions, doing difficult things. And sometimes I think when we see these world-class athletes like Michael Phelps, 28 medals at the Olympic Games, right? Just like, you know, it's just like unbelievable. And we think that he was born this way, and it's not the case. You know, we know that the most exceptional people are not born that way. They develop their skills. And that's what I mean by grit over gift, that maybe we're gifted with these talents, right? But it's really this grit that helps us develop them, and sticking with things, doing things that are hard, making tough decisions, and doing the things even when people aren't watching. And I think that commercial really with Michael Phelps kind of demonstrates that.
Yeah, I'm just going to go on the personal anecdote. I was sent by Care 11 to cover the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
Wow. It was there that Minnesota produced its first individual gold medalist, and a swimmer from Mendota Heights by the name of Tom Malchow. And
yes.
He won the 200 meter butterfly. Do you know who won the bronze?
I don't.
15-year-old Michael Phelps.
Oh, wow.
He was 15 years old, and we were waiting outside for Malchow to come out until we could do the one-on-one interview. And there was Michael Phelps' mother and his sisters. And we start talking about that, and they're thrilled. You know, he's got a silver medal and he's 15. And she said, and she made a comment to me. She said, the funniest thing is all the people around him, all his teammates are saying that they might take the next semester off, the fall semester off, because they've been training so hard and they need a break, they need some time off. And I keep having to say to him, Michael, you're going into 10th grade. You can't take the semester off. You're in high school. You are going to school as soon as you go back.
Yes.
So there was this incredible gift, the build,
yes,
but then
sure.
There's the desire, and then comes the work, then comes the grit over the gift. He had been given this gift, and look what he did with it. And now, I mean, Tom Malchow lives in our history books, but so few people remember Michael Phelps has gone and taken this thing where nobody could have ever even foreseen. And Mark Spitz, when he won 7 at 1, including 5 golds at 1 Olympics, I thought, I'll never see anything like that again. And Michael Phelps has gone and done this. So we're not all going to be Michael Phelps, but what we want you to do is we want you to, and again, we'll talk about where to get the book and where to get the workbook, but read chapter one and look at what Sindra is putting out there for you and tell us what you think. Give us your feedback. And what we want to do is we want to help you. We want to help you walk through this with us. We want this to be inspiring for you. We want it to be educational. and we want it most of all to be beneficial, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And I think the reason why you'd want to develop your grit, right? Like, all right, so we're using Michael Phelps as an example, but we're not just talking about athletics here. And we know that grit actually is connected to engagement. So engagement at work, engagement in your career, it's connected to sport and sport engagement. It's also connected to like GPA and retention, length of marriage, you know, happiness, positive affect or positive emotions. So just developing your grit is going to help you. And myself and one of my graduate students, Jackson Judkins, we did a really cool research study last year that we're working to publish. And one of the things that we did is we asked current and former professional athletes how they developed their grit. Okay. And we got, you know, some traditional responses that you might expect, but the thing that was really surprising was this idea that all of them had overcome significant adversity that helped them stick with it and helped them develop their grit. And so sometimes, you know, I think it's really easy to stick with things when we feel good, when we're having a lot of success, when it's easy. But it's more difficult to keep going when it's difficult. And, you know, and these pro athletes, former and current, basically said like there's these big events in their lives that were negative. And I was reading a similar study, and the title of the study is called Talent Needs Trauma. And I did a podcast interview about this, or a podcast episode, and then a blog video on my blog. And I was talking about that similarly, you know, that the study found that you need this trauma. And they define trauma as any negative event in their lives, that you need this trauma to develop this talent. And the same kind of idea, like you need this grit, you need the difficulty to be able to develop your skills, develop your mental skills, you know, give you the intrinsic motivation to keep going. And maybe sometimes even question, why am I doing this? So that you can remind yourself, nope, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I love. This is what I want, right? And so I think sometimes what can happen, and you know, we experience this difficulty, this adversity, this loss, or this big setback. And it's like, you know, we can easily throw in the towel, but that's not what grit is.
Well, you give me a perfect lead in, because one of the features we're going to give people every week is we are going to have our gritty person of the week. And it's not something that we don't pick just one person. Sandra's going to have her gritty person of the week, and I'm going to have my gritty person of the week, and we don't know, you know, who we've chosen. And what we want to do is we want to give you something to let you, you know, along with Sandra's just saying, something inspirational. So would you like to start?
I would love to start.
Perfect. Who is your gritty person of the week?
So Tim, my gritty person of the week is someone near and dear to my heart. Her name is Gabe Grunewald. And I know a lot of Minnesotans will know that name. She's somebody that I worked with for many years on her mental game and really helping her kind of race really boldly. And we talked a lot about things related to life too, and live really boldly and bravely. So she was a professional runner, a national champion in the 3000 meters, and a runner at the University of Minnesota. You know, to me, she passed away in June 11th. But to me, I'm gonna talk about her in the present tense, because she still lives with me, and Amen. She inspires me every single day to move boldly and courageously in my life and do things that are just a little bit scary, because that's what I know that I need to do to develop my grit, is do things that I'm a little uncomfortable with. And so, if you don't know Gabe's story, I would head over to Brave Like Gabe. She started a foundation and to really help raise money for rare cancer research. So she was diagnosed with cancer several times during her running career. You know, the reason that she is my gritty person of the week is because I got to really see her race really boldly despite these difficulties, and you know, really live boldly and confidently and bravely, even though that she was, you know, overcoming this significant adversity of cancer. And you know, she kept her goals in line, and it seemed to me like at the end of her life she was living more for other people than herself, and I could just see just her passion oozing out of her. So she is my gritty person of the week. And every day She inspires me. I think I learned more from her than maybe she learned from me. But I love this quote that she said, and she said, being brave to me means doing something that every day that really sets your soul on fire. So every day doing something that gives you energy. And I think that's what gritty people do.
Wow. Well, you've left some pretty big shoes to fill, you know, in my choice, but I think I have somebody who is absolutely worthy of this. And this is a person that I don't know personally, became aware of through his unfortunate incident in the news. And I'm borrowing from a piece that was written about him from The Athletic, because I was at a golf event recently for the Herb Brooks Foundation, and they honored the Herb Brooks Foundation, Matt Olson. Matt's a gentleman who suffered a spinal cord injury 3 years ago, ended his playing hockey career. But Matt continues to work in rehab, and much like Jack Jablonski, continues to attack his life and his rehab with enthusiasm and grit. And he has gone from almost complete paralysis to where he has some partial movement in one of his arms and sensation now in his upper chest. And I think, like Jack Jablonski, fully believes that he's just started to make his progress. But in the article, it says, a wooden sign hangs in the mudroom of the Olson family home. And it's the credo Matt Olson has lived every waking second, minute, and hour since an accident in the hockey rink in northwest suburb of Chicago 2 years ago, at the time this was written, during a junior game, left the former defenseman paralyzed in the chest down. And it says, the sign says, it is what it is, but it will become what you make of it. And Olson says he doesn't have one single regret, my quote from Matt. I've always been that kind of way. I've always had the personality that no matter what happens, I'll be able to get through anything. I need help with everything. I can't do everything by myself. All my care takes way longer than the average person, and it takes patience, but it is going to be okay. It might be a different way of doing things now, but I can still do things I still want to do. My personality hasn't changed. I keep going.
Wow.
That is grit.
What you said. That is grit, and it is what it is. But it's what you make of it. And I think
it will be
really powerful, because, you know, when I think about grit, right, sticking with it, doing things that are difficult, it is about changing your frame sometimes and keep on going and believing that it is what I make out of it. And there's always opportunities in even the difficulty.
All right. So people need to go out and they get the book. They need to get the worksheet. Where can they find the book? Where can they find the worksheet?
Okay, so you can head over to beyondgrit.com and you can get the book and the workbook there. And I'm going to give you a code to get free shipping. So if you just put in free ship, all one word, capital letters, free ship, all one word, capital letters, we'll ship it to you for free. So you go to beyondgrit.com and that's where I'd check it out. And there's a workbook that you can follow along with us. And then the book, and you can read that. Today we've been talking about chapter one. And then every day, right after every episode, we're going to, at the end, give you something to continue to work on and help you stay gritty, develop your grit.
And so our homework this week?
So your homework this week is to really consider your gritty future. And I want you to think about, what do you really want? What do you really, really, really want? And if you're doing the workbook exercise, I would encourage you to do exercise one, get clear on your vision. Okay? And if you're just going to answer the question, I would ask you to answer this question. Consider my gritty future. What do I really, really, really want?
Okay. Well, I'm telling you right now, I really want to do another episode of the Beyond Grit podcast with you next week.
Me too.
So I'm counting on that. We want to let people know, if you're watching this through the Beyond the Bench blog on the NSC sports page, we're going to have links to the beyondgrit.com. And again, the all in caps, the word to get the book is free ship. To get your book, that's your code, to get the book shipped to you for free. And if you have questions or comments, please feel to make them right here on the Beyond the Bench format, and we'll go through them, and we'll see how it works as far as how many we can address. But we're going to try to, if we can't address them live in the podcast, we'll try to make sure that somebody responds
Yes.
Yes, in some way, shape, or form. And I don't want to overcommit Cindra because she is in high demand and she is on the move. So we appreciate you making time for this. Very excited about this journey that we are embarking on. I know I speak for everybody at the National Sports Center when I say how excited we are to be working with you, and look forward to having you come to the NSC and some of our events and letting you meet some of the athletes and impact them positively going forward.
Yes, I can't wait. And please keep listening each week, and we'll make sure we've given you lots of value and help you be your best more often.
All right. So I'm going to let you sign off for yourself. I'm going to say it was an honor and a pleasure to be with this, you for episode one of the Beyond Grit podcast. And I can't wait until next week. Thank you, Cindra.
Thank you, Tim. I'm going to tell everyone to be mentally strong this week.
Thank you for engaging with the Beyond Grit podcast, where we help you reach your peak potential. You can find past episodes and other great content on the NSE blog page, Beyond the Bench, where you can also post your questions and comments. The Beyond Grit podcast is a production of the National Sports Center and Beyond the Bench.